Decorate Me by Cardinal Sin. You invited me to play a little game with you in a few men I've known for years. I've had some fun, dirty times with you all over the years, and you thought I'd like to celebrate the holidays doing something special. You've all decided to make me your tree this year and to decorate me. I don't blame you. Of course, I jumped at the chance. You all are such creative people, and I don't know what you're going to do to me. But I trust all of you, and I basically don't think I'll need my safe word. But if you make me say it, fuck. The idea of that turns me on. I want them and you be so depraved and push me to my limits. I know you have some really fucked up ideas, and I want you to make me experience all of them. You told me to arrive naked and that someone would take care of the rest. I was not disappointed. You pull me into a room and blindfold me. That's silky soft and snug and very effective. I then hear you whispering around me. And the only word I can make out is writing. And I don't understand what's happening until I hear the pop of the marker cap to my side. The markers glide across my skin almost effortlessly. The first words I feel written on my flesh were little whore, scrawled across my cheeks, and that was soon followed by fuck me across my forehead. You tell me that's what it says because you want me to know that's what I am. And I moan in agreement. You all take turns writing filthy words all over my body with red and green markers, each denoting what I am and what you want to do with me. Of course, someone is always playing with my pussy as they do, slowly building me up. I can feel the word cum slut sensuously being written between my shoulder blades and choke me across my collarbones. Upon seeing that one, someone quickly obliges and follows that instruction to the letter. And it becomes so hard to focus as I ride that knife's edge of consciousness. When in one of my lucid moments, I can remember someone scrawling, hurt me, edge me, break me, up of my teased and dripping little cunt, and I want that so much. The hand around my throat finally relents. I'm given a moment to compose myself before one of my decorators slides in behind me and whispers in my ear, asking me what I want. I whimper. Use me. And a deeper growl, he demands to know what I want more firmly. And I reply in a voice that's almost a scream. Use me, please. Make me your fuck toy. And all he says in response is, it's not time for that yet. I feel a hand wrap around my arm and drag me towards the center of the room before bending me over the kitchen table. There are soon so many hands on me, slapping me, pinching me. That's followed by licking and bites. It's so much sensation that it's overwhelming, but I know I can take it all. And As it goes on, one particular kind of stimulation takes over. It started with some spanking, but it escalated first to paddles, which felt so good on my ass and thighs. And then someone brought out a cane, and that's when the impact play really got interesting. I didn't know it was coming when it started, of course. I'd never been caned before, but the pain is electric. And I feel it all through my body with every strike in two distinct ways. The first pain. The sting. Oh, it's so fucking good. And then there's that second delayed reaction. Fuck. I screamed, but I loved it. And hearing my reaction just encourages you all. But I do hear a few shocked gasps too. You beat my painted flesh black and blue. But don't draw blood. It's all very controlled, perfect to teasing at my limits. I sort of don't want you all to stop. But you do have other plans for decorating me. You remove my blindfold and smile at me. Because you want me to see what's happening now. Once again, I catch my breath. Grateful to have such attentive decorators. I notice someone pull out a small bucket filled with clothespins, and everyone gathers and begins applying them to me, one at a time. At various points along my body, starting with my nipples. After some generous licking and a few more bites, of course. Each pin stings a little bit going on, and individually. They don't seem like much of a problem, however, they're soon all over my torso, pinching my nipples and breasts, and down my belly, in threaded, well-spaced out rows. Each was oriented in a way that left the hole in the middle available. And at first I thought the aching was the goal. But soon, each was populated by a small glass bulb on a wire hook threaded into the hole. They dangled and bounced together with an audible ping. The weight tugged at each pin, but they all held. Just as I was getting used to those sensations, I heard someone say it was time to plug in the tree. And I watched as you walked and grabbed a fancy-looking retail bag and set it down in front of me before reaching down and pulling out a butt plug. And when you squeezed it slightly in your hand, an LED flashed in the base in a variety of colors. I bend over the kitchen table again with a smile. The plug is a little bigger than I'm used to, but with the right lube, it slides in slowly and feels so good, too. Even if that hand on my bruised and swollen ass cheek doesn't. I clench my ass around it, and you all laugh as the light comes on. Then you give me a quick swat on both my tender and aching ass cheeks. Before pulling me up for the next stage of the decoration process. There was a wooden coffee table which someone had placed a pillow on, and you told me to get on my hands and knees. And I heard you all laugh because we all know what's about to happen. I brace myself and lick my lips in anticipation. I want you all to use me and make me your good little cum dumpster. I've loved everything that's happened so far and I want more. I want you all to fuck me until I can't think straight. And I'm already halfway to that point for my desire alone. I'm already so wet from everything you all have done to me. So when one of you starts to fuck my tight little cunt, you slide right in with a gasp and a long drawn out moan and one quick, satisfying thrust. It feels so good, so right. And just knowing this is the first of many. Fuck, I know I'm gonna come so many times and I just can't wait. Oh. Soon. Someone stood in front of me and grabbed the back of my head so I couldn't move before driving their cock into my mouth with a fury. My tongue struggles to keep up, and before I know it, they're already pushing halfway down my throat and I groan around it. And what started as haphazard strokes soon turned into a synchronized effort. First, it was having the cock in my cunt push deep inside of me, deep into me. While the one in my mouth was being pulled out. But soon, both of you were holding me still and pounding into me at the same time. And I had to try hard not to whine because I didn't want them to take the signal as that. I didn't want them to take that as a signal to stop. As things get rougher, you start pushing your cock so deep down my throat, using my hair to pull me down on it until my nose rests against your belly. I start to have trouble breathing, but this just turns me on even more. And while I have this gentle panic, I can feel hands touching my welts and bruises, making me groan from the wonderful pain. It's at this point I notice another sound. The glass bulbs hanging from the clothespins tap against each other musically, and their weight tugs at my flesh, renewing the ache in each tender spot. The man behind me pounds into me, and his hips slamming against my ass hurts. And I try to yelp from the pain, but I can't really make a sound with that other cock in my mouth. But each stroke is driving me closer and closer to an orgasm. But before I can, he pulls out with a laugh and denies me the orgasms I crave. I whimper around that cock in my mouth and wonder when he's going to come down my throat. When he quickly withdraws, leaving me gasping. It takes me a second to realize just what's happening. Everyone is edging here. But I'm gonna be the one who gets the worst of that. Because while the rest of you get to take breaks and catch your breath, I'm going to be relentlessly kept so close to coming and denied for as long as you all decide. I'm completely at your mercy. It's so cool, but I want to see how far you can push this, how long I can take this before I snap. I'm fucked for hours and not allowed to come. And I never feel any of you come inside me either. And because you're taking turns and changing positions, every cock that slides down my eager throat tastes like me. And I don't know how it's possible, but that turns me on even more. And it isn't just the fucking that's keeping me on edge. Someone had the bright idea of using a small bullet vibe when someone isn't inside of me. And everyone laughs when I shudder and cry out. And just as I get close again, the delightful torture stops. I try to be quiet, hoping he'll take my... I try to be quiet, hoping he'll mistake my silence as an indication that he should keep going. And by the time he realizes he pushed me over, it would be too late. But he realizes that's what I'm doing. And he uses a lower setting that makes it even more frustrating for me. As the night wears on, I start to lose track of how many times I've been fucked. I'm so delirious from being held so close to release, but denied again and again, and I don't think I'll ever be able to come. And occasionally, I think that maybe I don't want to, and that scares me a little bit too. But I think each of you had to have fucked me at least 4 or 5 times. That I was even talking about all the face fucking too. I am your good little whore. I am your good little whore. And if you all want to fuck me 100 times each, I'm here to serve. It's not going to take 100 times for you all to be satisfied, though. Soon, you'll collectively decide to pull me off the coffee table and place you in the and place me in the center of you all on my knees, and you take turns frosting me like a cake with your cum. And with everyone having edged, there's just so much of it, too. It seemed like you all targeted my face and open mouth, but I can't catch it all, as much as I would love to. So a lot of it ends up all over me, in my hair and running down my belly. And it's making a warm puddle between my legs. I wipe my face with my fingers and suck them clean so I can see. But you stop me before I can do the same to my body. Because you want your collective cum to drip off of me like tinsel. You tell me to stand up. Everyone can admire their handiwork. I can feel your cum pooled under my feet and between my toes as I curl them and giggle because now I know it's my turn to come now. While I'm preparing myself for release, someone slides a lighted tiara with a star on it into my cum-soaked hair. And I hear you all chant for me to sing "Oh Christmas Tree," which I think is a little silly until I see one of you with a rabbit vibrator and I smile and giggle because I know exactly how much fun this is going to be. I take it in my trembling hand like the greedy little slut I am. I use it like it is the best gift I've ever been given. And come almost immediately. I come almost immediately. Just a few words into the song, but you're all telling me not to bend, not to move, and I try my hardest to obey. But it's so hard. All I want to do is give in and just let the pleasure take me away. But the challenge of it makes each of those... But the challenge of it... The challenge of it makes each of those orgasms seem even stronger. My hysterical singing takes on a tortured tone as those waves of strained pleasure wash over me. And I squeal and whine and moan, and every moment of it is pure entertainment for you all. You watch her come drenched, bruised, inscribed and ornamented. Little fuck toy. Singing. You watch her come drenched, bruised, inscribed and ornamented little fuck toy singing and coming for your amusement, and you laugh and lick your lips. I can see you getting hard again already. I don't think we're done, and I have so many more orgasms left before I'm completely spent. It's been a fun evening, but I'm still disappointed you only managed to hurt me and edge me. But you didn't even get close to breaking me. I wanted that so much. I wanted you to make me beg for mercy and scream out my safe word. But there's always tomorrow. Maybe you'll make me scream that word then. After all, you're still going to need a tree. And I'm sure you'll come up with more fun ways to decorate me. Thank you.